We have all week to talk about Tua. I don't want to let Tim Boyle and Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer off the hook and Jason Sanders. Like this story, obviously, as we get closer to Sunday's game, it's going to be there. I don't want this to distract my anger from yesterday, because I just want to say this. There is no scenario where at the end of a Dolphins game, Jonnu Smith should have 7 targets and Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle should have a combined 4. These guys, listen to this, the following had more or just as many targets as Tyreek Hill yesterday. Jonnu Smith, Malik Washington, Devon Achane, Julian Hill, Odell Beckham Jr., and Jaylen Waddle. They all had as many or more targets than Tyreek Hill.
That's so ridiculous.
If that's what your quarterback, your backup, and your starter, Tyler Huntley, if they're incapable of finding Tyreek Hill, then they can't be your backups. And if it's Mike McDaniel's fault, if you're incapable of calling plays that gets the ball in the hands of Tyreek Hill, then you shouldn't be the head coach. That's pretty simple stuff to me. Like, that's simple stuff. Now, I'm going to bet all the overs next week because Tua is going to be back. And because, like, the over-under on receptions for Tyreek yesterday was 4.5. I didn't touch it because I didn't know what was going to happen. But the over-under was 4.5. Let that be moved down a little bit because he only had 2 targets. You know, like, please, I'm begging. The only over I'm not betting is 2 rushing yards.
Yeah, let's stay away from that for a while. But this is the thing, because I had a chance to watch the football yesterday. Do you know that when you play the Lions, there's no sneaking up that Amon-Ra St. Brown is a great receiver?
Right.
When you play the Vikings, I watched Jet get him a beautiful touchdown thrown to him, probably 7-8 targets. You're not sneaking. Jamar Chase, where's Jamar at? Defenses know where Jamar Chase is, just like they know where Tyreek is and Waddle is. It's a scheme-up thing to get a one-on-one and take a chance on a great receiver. There are great receivers, and they're going to get a lot of attention. That's what they do, is get attention. Don't just say, oh, there's a couple people by Tyreek. Let's throw to Jonnu 18 times. No. Put him in motion. Have him chase him around the backfield somewhere and slip him out and find a safety that's lost in the middle. Get that separation. Throw him some outs. Like, you can scheme up that thing. So to your point, I'm not letting Mike McDaniel off the hook, because I gave him a mulligan after Tim Boyle and Skylar Thompson was in. Last week I gave him a mulligan and said, you know what? He has 14 days to get ready for this game. He has Tyler Huntley. He knows his personnel. He's about to get this offense right, because that's Mike McDaniel. I can't give him too many more mulligans. I don't know how many mulligans you give a guy, but that was embarrassing. And Tyreek and Waddle having 1 target's crazy.
Crazy. So 2 targets, 1 reception each.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, the whole notion of, oh, they're, you know, I wasn't watching him closely, but I'm guessing he was getting doubled, because there's no way you could shut him down with just a guy on him. So let's say he's getting doubled. So they go, you know what? We'll throw to Jonnu a couple times, loosen up the defense. They won't double him. Hey, after 7 attempts, 7 receptions from Jonnu Smith, they're still doubling him. Just start throwing him the bleeping ball. He's Tyreek Hill. Just start throwing him the ball. Throw 50-50 balls up in the air. Do some bleeping thing.
You don't think when he almost had 2,000 last year, they were double-teaming him?
Like, doubled constantly.
When he was at 1,680, they didn't say, oh, man, this Hill guy's pretty good for the Dolphins. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Do you think maybe Mike McDaniel should have been clearer with Tyler Huntley and Tim Boyle when I say look for Hill? It's not Julian!
Julian can't get open because he jumps off sides too damn much.
Good God.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, Aronde is going to join us this hour. I don't want to get too sidetracked, because Aronde is going to join us this hour. I want to make sure that we have plenty of time with him. So, Solana.
A failure from the GM position to add a quarterback. Yes. A failure getting the quarterback, and those quarterbacks failing at a position they are not comfortable doing. And then a failure at Mike McDaniel for not scheming up something and understanding your personnel. Dome three like, levels.
I'm with you.
Lost
Chris
game
Greer, failure to go in with Skylar Thompson, not Mike White, and then go get Tyler Huntley and Tim Boyle, and nobody can even give you an adequate performance. So failure at that level. Then Mike McDaniel, correct, failure. You're part of personnel decisions, and then you've got to scheme up offenses that somehow suit the personnel that you're given. But also, I'm not letting Tim Boyle off the hook. You're an NFL quarterback. You've got to know on that fourth down that you can't just chuck the ball out of bounds. And if that was actually trying to be an accurate pass to your receiver, you should retire today because then you don't know what you're doing. I mean, you're an NFL quarterback. In that situation, you couldn't keep the ball in the field of play?
This is an NBA game, down by two. A guy takes a three-pointer, and it flies into the crowd.
Right.
You can't, like, hit the backboard. You can't hit the rim. You're at the highest level of football in the history of the world, and you throw it and hit a cameraman. The cameraman was scared. If Tim Boyle plays again, every cameraman is going to be terrified that they're going to get hit in the face.
Play again. That's the end of that phrase. It should never that. No.
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 Talk to the Dolphins like a bad dog. No.
Bad dog. No. Honestly, I'm sorry. You cannot have Tim Boyle out there.
No.
You couldn't put together one drive against a mediocre team at best to win that game. Like, get off my team.
Yeah. That's where we're at.
All right, let's get Solana's back. Let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Solana. Brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen. At Durrell Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durrell Volkswagen.
I'm going
to
give you.
If you told me this summer we would do an hour on Tim Boyle, I would check your blood pressure.
I mean, who's had better NFL stats, Nathan Peterman or Tim Boyle? I'm not even joking. I'm not joking. I think we got a worse version of Nathan Peterman.
Nathan Peterman's Tim Boyle's role model.
Like, yeah, they tell Tim Boyle, if you keep working hard, you can be Nathan Peterman. It's unbelievable. It's really unbelievable.
His gold sheet has Nathan Peterman's picture on it. One day, baby, one day.
One day.
I'm going to read you guys another stat here. Hawk, just close your ears because this is just going to infuriate you even more. Alec Ingold, your fullback, had more reception yards than Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle combined. By the way, Alec Ingold, only one reception in the game.
Yep. Nice little deep pass. Got to scan the field, find where Alec Ingold is.
We have the fastest human on the planet.
The fastest human on the planet. And Tyler Huntley's looking for Alec Ingold deep. I mean, would you be upset at Tyreek Hill if he said, you know what, I'm not practicing this week. I'm not practicing until you show me that I'm part of this offense. Jaylen Waddle were laughing. I think a lot of people, it rubbed them the wrong way, but they were laughing on the bench with Mike McDaniel after halftime. But would you understand it if Tyreek Hill is talking to Drew Rosenhaus going, what the bleep is going on here? Like, KC's undefeated. Like, what the bleep is going on here?
I'm sure those conversations have happened.
Yeah.
As a fan, I'd be upset. As a player, if I was on the team, I'd be upset. I'd be like, Reek, man, get, You know you get paid for the 6 days of the practice and not the just the game now. You're making a lot of money, bro. Get your
ass out. He's like, I'm out here practicing, and then I'm running wind sprints while they're throwing the ball to Alec Ingold and Julian Hill.
I never thought he'd be a decoy. I'll agree with you.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine the price of this decoy? It's mind-boggling.
Most expensive decoy in league history.
And Waddle's not far behind. Waddle was out there basically getting cardio in the entire game. That's it.
I have to feel like he's probably angrier than Tyreek Hill, because Jalen Waddle would probably be a number one on a lot of teams. And he's had to take this role, and it's always been like, well, listen, you have one of the best receivers in the league, so just kind of be good soldier, and they gave you a new contract and whatever. But now he's what? Number four behind Alec Ingold and Jonnu Smith and Tyreek Hill?
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm Jalen Waddle, I'm going, wait a second. Like, I should be an NFL star. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to be, if I'm on a team with Tyreek, okay, because it's Tyreek. But now you're not even throwing Tyreek the ball? Like, what am I doing here?
That interaction on the sideline, and I was watching it live, you know, you saw it, everybody's speaking about it. That was frustration and anger, but didn't want to cuss a nice coach.
Yeah, they couldn't
out.
Believe it. They couldn't. That was one of those situations where you laugh and make fun of something that you know is just terrible. They Jalen and Tyreek were sitting there probably ripping Mike McDaniel up and down, and then he happened to walk over. So now they just start smiling and goofing with him. They had to be beside themselves.
That's anger. That's anger misdirected towards laughter. Because, yeah, everybody's like, oh, they think this is funny. No, if they don't laugh right now, they're going to fight.
Yeah.
There's nothing left to do but laugh at how bad it's been. That's what it is. There's just nothing left to do.
But to Waddle and Tyreek's point, honestly, with that frustration, who do they run up to? They run up and get mad at Tyler Huntley, or do they yell at Tim Boyle? Like, what's Tim Boyle going to do about this situation? He can't make the
throws. Oh, I agree. No, it's on Mike McDaniel. It's on Chris Greer.
Yeah.
There's if I'm Tyreek or Jalen Waddle, yeah, I'm not. I mean, Tim Boyle has shown you over and over again who he is in the NFL. Like, that's not a surprise.
It's funny. And I think he's a punchline name because it's just a funny name of Cleo Lemon. Cleo was on the team. I was with Asia at the time. He had his wife. We were engaged, I believe. Like, we were friends. We'd go out to eat together. There was no time that I walked into a game saying, boy, Cleo going for 300 and three touchdowns a day. That's not what he's doing. They know that Tim Boyle and Tyler Huntley are not doing that. They're not made like that. They didn't fall out the womb like that. So who am I mad at? I'm mad at the guy that's supposed to scheme this thing up, but I can't cuss out the head coach. Remember what happened? What was that when Tyreek was screaming at Mike McDaniel a couple games ago, and that was a problem? So I start screaming, running around screaming because I'm frustrated. Now I got to answer questions of that. Now I have one target through a half. Now what am I going to do? Now I'm going to laugh it off because when I get emotional and I look mad, now I'm a problem. But this is a problem that nobody's addressing, and I'm one of the best receivers in the world, and I have one target. No, this is a problem, but I got to laugh it off because they don't want to see the angry black dude run around and scream on the sideline.
Crowder, you can use Cleo Lemon, bring up any Gus Frerotte, whoever.
Yes.
Whoever. The Dolphins offense over a span of four games has never looked this inept in my lifetime. Period. End of story. Doesn't matter who the quarterback was. Pat White, concussed during that Steelers game, was more productive on the ground, unconscious, than what the Dolphins have put out as a product over the last four games. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Tyler Thigpen, John Beck, Young Henny. Yeah, they didn't look this bad. Those teams I was on that we make fun of, they didn't look this bad.
Maybe one game.
I keep saying that Marcus Mariota came in yesterday. He was great. Like, that's what you need a backup to do. We've said this for four games now. You shouldn't go from this to the bottom of the bottom when your backup comes in. And it's happened with three backups. Mm-hmm. Three.
Over 5 weeks.
Crazy.
Keep rolling them out there.
You're still in the race. Still in the race.
You know what?
I said Tannehill.
I don't know if Tim. Oh, no. No. That was mine. Don't steal mine. You got to find somebody else. Y'all made fun of me.
You know who I want them to go get.
Y'all made fun of me when I was talking about Tannehill.
Get the Pastrnak.
He's on Geico commercials now.
I'm telling you, the Pastrnak leads them to a touchdown when they need one yesterday to win the game.
Josh Dobbs is better than anything we have on that field.
1,000 times.
Yeah.
1,000 times.
Tannehill is too. There's available quarterbacks out there that would do better than Boyle.
Well, the Hurricanes at least are keeping us and our spirits uplifted. 7-0, remain undefeated, put up another 52 points. They're averaging almost 50 points a game. They're still number 6 in the AP poll. I don't know if you guys discussed it in the first hour, Hawk. I don't know if you're upset about that. But
I'm good with that. Yeah. I mean, whatever. It was like John Michaels, you know, the SEC team with one loss, apparently. It doesn't matter because they're in the SEC.
World Series is set. We got our Yankees-Dodgers series.
Yeah.
I can't wait for this.
Game 1 will be Friday night at 8 p.m. from the City of Angels.
Someone tweeted, though, and this is fair, Huntley threw Tyreek a deep ball that he should have caught, but Tyreek lost track of it. He did. Yeah. He was turned one way, turned the other. Literally, ball hits the ground. And Tyreek, that's the first he saw of that ball. But I think that also was he was so used to a ball not being thrown his way that once he got 40 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, he said to himself, there's no chance that there's a ball coming my way. I'll just finish out this little run.
Usain Bolt never looks for the ball running 100.
That's exactly.
Just takes off down the sideline. Yeah. Get to this line.